and Giant Communications.
And we welcome you back to Highland Community College, home of the Scotties, where we continue our coverage of the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games this weekend on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon Tamman with you courtside here at Highland CC. Jake Spaulding alongside, and Chance Link, our studio producer here today. Well, Jake, as we get set, just a few minutes away before we dive into the high school All-Star basketball games here in Northeast Kansas. Again, the 37th annual, so this isn't something new. They've been doing this for a long time, and we don't just see the best players here in Northeast Kansas. We certainly see some of the best athletes in the state.
Absolutely. This is something that has been going on, as you mentioned, for a long time. But what's even better than that is Northeast Kansas gets highlighted in these events, these games. We had volleyball yesterday, and we've got some of the best in the athletes here in Northeast Kansas being represented. And we got great coaches here in this girls' contest as well. Both sides having successful seasons at the helms. We'll get to those here in just a little bit. Who's heading this up? It's going to be a fun day, Brandon, because we're not only going to give you guys play-by-play at home of what's going on here, we're going to have some fun interviews. We're going to be having a good time here. You know, before anything even really got started, both teams are sitting on their benches before they even started shooting around, and I went to both sides and was asking them who's going to win, who's going to do good, and each side said we're going to win by 10. And so now we got a little bit of rivalry going on here today, and it's going to be fun. And, you know, throughout the game, we're going to have coaches' interviews, kids' interviews, coaches' are going to be giving us some fun insight throughout what's going on. And so the officials even. I talked to a couple of the officials, and I said, hey, I might grab you at some point and interview you as well. You know, get some feel of what's going on here. It's going to be a great day here at Highland CC, and we cannot wait to get this underway.
And we got to thank JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications for being our weekend sponsor, helping out with this broadcast and putting everything together. And Justin Fluke was alongside yesterday, and it was casual during the volleyball matches. And, you know, the energy ramped up, and it took the girls a while to get going in that. And then once it got to a fifth set and it was tied 2-2, then they started to lock in, and you could see the competitive side come out. This is all for fun. It's about the kids, about showcasing them. But at the end of the day, they're all still competitors, and they probably still want to win. So at the end of the day, I think you're going to see two teams. Of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow around 3 o'clock, but the girls up first. Nonetheless, you'll see some competitive basketball. You'll see, again, just some of the best athletes here in the state. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll dive through the rosters here as it's gold versus navy. First up, the girls' contest here for the 37th annual Northeast Kansas High School All-Star Games. We'll have more after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrabed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrabed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrabed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1200 or 1800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrabed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
flatbed drivers, CommTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There we go. Welcome you back here to Highland Community College. Brandon Tamman alongside Jake Spaulding, Chance Link, our studio producer, as we get you set for the All-Star Basketball Games here today. Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here today, 37th annual. They're going to get set, announce the athletes here competing for the girls' game coming up, and we're going to do the exact same. We're going to start with who's going to be the road team on the scoreboard. That would be the Navy squad here today. And the head coach there is ACCHS's Austin Eckert. Of course, they had a fantastic year, so head coach Austin Eckert leading the Navy squad today. Wearing number one will be one of his teammates or one of his players. That will be 5'3 guard Natalie Nix. Again, out of ACCHS, she is wearing number one.
On the home side is the gold squad, coached by Perry Smith, the D-West Lady Mustang state champions for Coach Smith and his crew. And starting out for his squad here today, we'll be wearing number four, Sophia Bott, 5'6 guard from Lynn.
Another starter here for Navy is Kaylee Thompson, a 5'10 forward out of Jackson Heights, a first-team All-League selection this past year.
Jessica Gruber up next for Gold Squad, a 5'9 forward from Sabetha as she played volleyball yesterday, playing basketball here today.
Another starter wearing number 5 for Navy, another player for Austin Eckert, that is Addison Schletzbaum, the 5'10 guard slash forward. CCA.
Holtown.
And is 5'8 and the fourth
Park in front of Central as well. The start has four in today.
He is not out of guard, but certainly to play basketball at the next level. Nitz.
Out, go Coker, a 5'9 forward, Hill Mountain.
Let's go on starters here. Yeah. In Heights, a 5'9 mega. Yes. In a 5'3 guard. Elsewhere, Sebastian, who was here for Jefferson, Claire, and then the non for Austin Eckert, Navy.
Non-coach. Three Donovan. Mustangs. Claire Card. Champion position. One. Also, favor kid. 5 foot. Holly of hand four starters. Brandon
players here on here. Out of these things, then we're going to change. And again, score, and they our game. Hey, can elbow try for team goal
quickly? They looked to push a little early on.
Hiawatha, or she came that single. Score 30 on the rim, and it's Ella Larkin. 3 minutes.
Any kind of an all.
We're doing. Actually, run clock as well. Certainly, some point for the high school level here today. Turnover here.
Two turnovers for Team Gold. Coach Perry's again. Your
star game. Ouch. Let's bomb. Macy's the motor. Two. And the early lead. A minute in.
Over by Gold again. Nice face by. Away though by
let's bump set Grant David in the corner.
Tiger
first in the let's it's left. Oh, Jay iron and off the rim. It falls, and Gold back the other way, and now they get it up the floor quickly in a block shot out of bounds.
Hey, Darcy Lear, you said she's a thievery type of personality with those steals of the game. How about a SWAT that time, a Red Hawk showing
right.
Some height.
Right now, the Navy squad, a 2-0 lead here about 2 minutes into the first quarter. Here's Larkin, just a little short J inside the free throw line, and Ella Larkin gets Team Gold on the board, a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, we talked about it. ACCHS, Nith, and Sletzbaum for Navy as they got the basketball. And what a great season that they have with Coach Austin Eckert, who's coaching the Navy side here in this game. And just a great, you know, won the NEKL. They got a one seed in some state. Just a great year for the Tigers.
They went 20-2, and a missed three left side. Battling for the rebound is Lears. It's knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. But it is last touch by Team Gold, and we get a fresh five into the game for how about state champion head coach and Perry Smith and Team Gold?
No doubt. I mean, it's like a hockey lineup change here right now. 5 for 5 for the Gold squad, as you're seeing, basically every non-starter coming in. Claire Cole, Kyra Johnson, Avery Weathersby coming into the game. Also, Massey Hawley and Lena Haverkamp on the floor for Gold.
So a fresh five for Gold. Navy turns it over 2.5 minutes into this first quarter, a 2-2 tie. As we continue on here early. Good crowd on hand here at Highland CC, bringing you these all-star games here today. Haverkamp on a backdoor cut. She puts it in.
Lena Haverkamp is a spitfire, Mr. Cadman, because we were talking before the game even started, and she said, yeah, Gold by 10. She was the first one to tell me that, and she's out here to have some fun, but she's got a competitive spirit about her.
Heading off to Washburn next year is Lena Haverkamp. Gives her team a 4-2 lead, and now Schletzbaum, a tough shot through a little bit of traffic and a rebound for Gold. They push it up the floor, and out of bounds it goes off the fingertips of state champion Avery Weathersby of Donovan West.
Yeah, that was from her teammate Kyra Johnson from D-West, and that's what they do a lot on the court. They do a lot of quick run-out opportunities, and that time they both smiling as they were like, oh, we turned the basketball over for the first time in a long time.
6:47 and counting first quarter. 4-2 is our score. Team Gold out in front. And there's a drive and a left-handed finish through contact. And for Navy, that is Darcy Lears.
Great attack there by Lears. Haverkamp tried to draw the charge, but Lears, no call.
And now Haverkamp tries to answer on the other end from three. No good. Rebound for Navy.
We're tied 4-4. Minute and a half. I'm taking high school rules here. Almost 4 minutes gone by.
There's another missed three from the right wing. Battling for it. Team Gold now pushing in transition a little bit. This is Claire Cole. Stop and pop. Swatted away. Second rejection by Darcy Lears. And now a fresh line change for Team Navy and Austin Eckert.
Yeah, Coach Eckert's getting his first starters out now and getting the first reserves in. It's 5-for-5 coming onto the floor. You see Canyon Olberding out there. Claire Jobbins out there. Also, Aaliyah Wallace on the floor.
Here's Holly, the Hanover product, who had a shot blocked inside and a rebound gathered for Navy. That is Mary Lukert.
Also in the game, Peyton Ingeman, and you just mentioned Mary Lukert, the other five on the floor now for Navy.
Lukert and Lears, by the way, the two leading steal getters in the Big 7. They both average right about 5 per game. Another missed shot, still 4-4. Here's Gold, Haverkamp with it. Nice setup inside for Avery Weathersby, turning on Olberding from Jackson Heights. Here's a long two. Believe they're playing the three-point line, the college three-point line today. So what would have been a three in the high school ranks, not here today necessarily. Another line change coming up here next to Ed Ball. Here is a shot.
Whoa.
That just falls off the rim. Hits about five times. Haverkamp from Centralia clears it. Here's Weathersby into the front court. Picks it up, skips it here near side. Here's a drive by her teammate, Claire Cole. She banks it in.
Yeah, Claire Jobbins on the other end for Navy. She had a hard time. That ball just couldn't find its way. But, again, you see Mustang to Mustang get the bucket there for Gold. They're up two.
Halfway into this first period, 6-4 is our score. Team Gold in front. This all-star game, of course, we'll have the boys game later. Nice turn and finish. And I believe that was Aaliyah Wallace.
You are correct. 6 foot forward for ACCHS. Phenomenal season for her, phenomenal career for her down there at ACCHS and Effingham.
Right now a 6-6 tie. As we continue on, there's a turnover. Navy comes away with a steal. That's Peyton Ingeman from Troy. Gets it up the floor here, and a shot is up and good. A little stop and pop for Claire Jobbins.
And Jobbins got a little sped up and able to collect herself, gets a bucket. 4.5 to go in this first quarter. I'm about to step aside here in a minute. Go get some interviews started here early on.
Yeah, we'll start getting some interviews here shortly. There's a block shot inside as Holly missed it. And now pushing in transition is Canyon Olberding.
Wow.
A little Euro step, can't finish, gets her own rebound. And now here's a left-wing jump shot from 17. That is good for Mary Lukert.
Great shot there. Good job by Olberding keeping that ball alive. And now you're seeing Navy kind of go on a little bit of a run here, up 10-6.
Lukert, unanimous all-league in the Big 7 this year. One of the better players, no doubt, in that league. As Weathersby has it here for Team Gold, drives in, kicks it left. This is Haverkamp, under 4 minutes to go. Haverkamp drives, a lot of contact, no call. And a rebound for Navy.
Makes you wonder how many times these officials were told, just let them play here in this game. Have not had a whistle yet.
And they're letting them surely go. And another missed shot by Olberding. Now Gold want to push a little bit with Claire Cole. Another shot, no good. So, and the officials have yet to blow the whistle. Just letting them play, get up and down a little bit. Interesting to see when the first call comes in, and there it is. So a foul is going to send Aaliyah Wallace to the free throw line. And our first foul of the game here, 3:29 left opening quarter. It's on Gold's Macy Holly. That is her first. And now I think we get a line change, maybe a timeout as well. We'll take a quick media timeout. 3:29 to go, first quarter. It is a 10-6 score, Navy in front. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we welcome you back here to Highland CC. Brandon Tamman alongside Jake Spaulding, Chance Lincoln Studio. 12-8 is our score. Navy in front of Team Gold. As we're going to get Jake Spaulding with an interview or two here coming up as we continue on early in this first quarter of play of the All-Star Game. Team Gold with the ball, down four. Here's a shot by Jessica Gruber, just grazing the iron, and it goes out of bounds. And back to Team Navy it goes. Broadcast and interviews today brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giants Communications. And looks like we got our first interview on the side of Team Gold, and Jake Spaulding is going to take it away, if he can hear me.
Yes, Brandon, I can. I got Avery Weathersby with me here from Donovan West. And Avery, first off, you know, we talked after the state championship game that you guys just won just a few weeks ago, and you interviewed with me and talked about how fun it's been for Coach Perry Smith. Just tell me a little bit about your high school career basketball-wise over the last 4 years.
It's been pretty good. Sophomore year, we made it to the state tournament. Didn't have the outcome we wanted. We got back in the gym, worked harder, made it our senior year, and got the state title.
Got it done. Now, how about this All-Star game right now? You guys currently, you know, you're trailing 12-8 right now on the scoreboard. You saw a 6-0 run by Navy. What are you guys talking about in your huddle right now?
Well, I personally wasn't in the huddle, right? I was tired. I had some of it.
She had to catch her breath, folks. How fun is it for you right now to be playing against, you know, playing against people that you've played against before, but playing with people that you normally play against, like Lena Haverkamp versus a tray of different people?
It's really fun, actually. You know, you play against them and you think you hate each other, but you get into the game and play with them and you actually build a good connection and have a friendship.
How difficult is it for you guys just to have 1 hour of practice to come out here and throw the ball up and get after it?
I mean, there's obviously stuff we could work on, but it's all right. You know, it's just a game. Have fun. Go out there, work hard.
All right, well, hey, it's time out on the floor. Why don't you get over there with your coach. Have some fun with your teammates.
Thank you.
Avery Weathersby of Donovan West Lady Mustangs. Avery Weathersby plans to attend Highland Community College next year, Brandon, and participate in volleyball.
Yeah, quite a few of these girls will be participating for Highland CC on the volleyball court, who were here yesterday, down to about a minute 30 to go in this opening quarter. 4 points for Addie Holthouse for the Gold squad as Navy has the two-point lead right now. And speaking of Team Gold, pushing is Centrilia's Haverkamp all the way to the rack and through two defenders. Out of bounds it goes. It'll stay here with Team Gold after a nice drive and near finish. Minute 24 left, 12-10. Very balanced scoring across the board. Nobody with more than four here in the early going. Gold with the basketball. This is Sophia Bott out of Lynn. She had it knocked away and out of bounds. So Gold right now to throw it in. Haverkamp underneath. Addison Trillia. Long pass over the top. Somehow gathered by Kyra Johnson at D West. Gets her own rebound. She puts it up and in. So Kyra Johnson a two-point bucket. And it looks like Jake has moved on to the other side here to the Navy bench. And let's see who he's got over there.
Hey, Brandon. Yeah, I got Aaliyah Wallace here on the Navy side. Aaliyah, ACCHS. Talk to me a little bit about how, first off, your four-year career at ACCHS. This year you guys win the NEKL. You get the one seed of sub-state. Just tell me about your basketball season this past year.
Well, this past year we really came out and we were really dedicated and ready to try to go undefeated this year. And I don't know, I think we just, all 4 years of us playing together, we struggled here and there, but we came together as a team and we pulled one league championship out. So.
Heck yeah. Well, we got 40 seconds left this first quarter. It's tied at 12. Tell me about this All-Star game. How much fun are you having out here right now?
It's a lot of fun. I'm a little out of shape, but...
Tell me about how it is for you. Like, you know, again, a lot of your teammates are people you played against,
yeah.
And now you're teammates. How fun is that?
Yeah, it's so much fun. Like, me and Kaylee Thompson, we were both two, and we always went head to head, and now we get to play together, which I think is awesome. And I get to play with my cousin also from Jackson Heights, so I think it's really fun, and to play with new people and experience it with them is fun.
Cousin, obviously, can't even get the win today.
Just keep pushing hard and. We're getting good transition looks, so.
How fun is it for you to play for not only in the regular season, but in this All-Star game for your coach, Austin?
It's awesome. To get to play one more time with some of my teammates and with my coach, it's awesome.
Aaliyah Wallace of the HCCH Lady Tigers, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Aaliyah Wallace, Brandon, she's going to attend Washburn next year and a major in radiologic technology, if I can say that correctly.
There we go. Very nice. Aaliyah Wallace from ACCHS. We have reached the end of the first quarter. It is Team Navy 14, Team Gold 12. We'll step aside. Second quarter action is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news. This is the Midwest. And while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Just starting the second quarter here out of the timeout. Free throws for Team Navy. This is Cadence Bruni, the 5'5 guard out of Riverside. She goes 1-for-2. And speaking of incredible seasons, talk about Riverside getting all the way to the 2A state championship game under first-year head coach Craig Burns. Bruni here participating today, 1-for-2 trip at the line, 15-12 is the Navy lead here early second. Now Holthaus, a little turnaround, Jay. Nemaha Central's Addie Holthaus is going to draw a foul and earn some free throws here at 9:37 to go in the first half. Addie was here yesterday for volleyball, will attend Island CC, major in horticulture. And it is 15-13 after the make. Holthaus is the leading scorer here. She's got 5. And now 6. So Addie Holthaus, a couple of free throws. It's a 1-point game, 15-14. And Jake, let's take it to you.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Yeah, here on the Navy side, Ben Shearer, Coach Austin Ecker. Coach, first tell me, how fun is it for you to not only coach in this All-Star game, but coach 3 of your own kids in this All-Star game?
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast to see these three, you know, get to play together one last time, and to be here to be able to be a part of that journey is really special. We had a really special group this year, and I'm really proud of our group, and I'm proud of these three for sure.
Yeah, your guys' team, just a phenomenal year. You guys take the NEKL championship, you get a 1-seed of sub-state, and just tell me about the development that you've seen, not only in these three that are playing today, but just in your program over the last few years.
Our program's definitely taken a step up over the past, I don't know, five, six years. We've laid a pretty good foundation for our culture, and our kids are super, super bought in with that, and they take a lot of ownership in it. We had a pretty historic season. We had our first league championship since 2012, and we only have 2 of those in the history of our school. And we were undefeated at home this year. It was an undefeated league championship. Very, very proud of our group, the way they showed up every day and worked, and they did things the right way.
How difficult is it for you as a coach in an All-Star game compared to, like, regular season and postseason?
Oh, this is easy. I mean, you come into a gym, and every single one of these kids can play. All of them are very, very intelligent basketball players, very skilled. To have this opportunity is just, it's a privilege, truly.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Have fun today.
Thank you.
Coach Austin Eckert of ACC. Back up to you.
All right, beautifully done. They're about to get a line change here. That was a nice turnaround jump shot there for Darcy Lears, making the score 17-14 in favor of Team Navy. Navy back up the way, and a difficult finish is put in. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout, as it's now a five-point lead for Navy. That was fire out of Lynn, who had that nice finish in transition. So everybody's getting on in the books here. Everyone's kind of scattered across in terms of scoring, so everybody getting involved. But right now the largest lead for Navy at 5 at 19-14, about 7:50 to go in this second quarter. Get back to Jake here momentarily. Run through this gold possession here. SaberCamp, Addison Trillia, they want to go inside, as that was Macy Holly from Hanover. Now Gruber for Sabetha, kicks it right into the corner, out of bounds, and a gold turnover. Make it 4 here in the game. Let's go back over to Jake. Jake, who do you got? He's there. We got him.
All right, Rado, sorry about that.
There we go.
Had the mic turned off. I was giving Kaylee Thompson a little heads up on what I was going to ask her, because she was nervous about doing this. But I'm with Kaylee Thompson of Jackson Heights on the Navy side right now. Kaylee, you know, your squad is up 21-14. How fun is it to play in this All-Star game?
It's pretty fun, especially with people you haven't played with before, and you normally go against them in your regular season. It's pretty fun and good to see how good you work together.
You're a 1,000-point scorer in your career, Jack Knight. If you get to play in this All-Star game, you also got to play 4 years with one of your good friends and somebody who also has 1,000 points in Kenyon Olverding. Tell me what it's like for you to be able to play one more final game, not only in Northeast Kansas, but also with Kenyon.
I mean, it means a lot. I mean, it's been me and Kenyon and all of us in second grade, and it's just to be in this with her just is a lot. It means a lot to us.
So for you, you know, tell me a little bit about your high school career. You know, what you remember as maybe one of your fondest memories ever at Jackson Heights?
I'd probably have to say junior year, semifinals against Riverside when Kenya made that last shot. It's pretty good because it took us to the championship game, and then we went on to state, and it was just a very memorable moment.
So for you, you know, what are your plans after high school? What are you excited about doing after you graduate?
Attending Bethany to play basketball, and that should be really fun. Actually played it with Natalie Nitt. She's going to be up there, so that'll be really interesting to see how that works out.
You're already getting a little bit of practice time with Natalie Nitt here in the All-Star game, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, Kaylee Thompson, thank you so much for your time. Have fun today, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Kaylee Thompson of Jackson Heights, Team Navy up Brandon 21-14.
Yeah, Navy continuing to kind of build a little bit of a lead here, a touchdown advantage, but Gold trying to get one back. Here's Macy Holly underneath, kicks it left corner. Haverkamp tries a 3, missed everything. And Navy gathers another miss. So Navy kind of controlling the tempo here in the second quarter. Beautiful sidestep, but missing the shot. But right there to put it up and in is Kenyon Olverding for Team Navy. 23-14 is their lead. Down to 6 minutes to go in this first half. Both teams basically going 5 in, 5 out with their subs. There's a right wing 3 that's no good for Gold. And now Navy pushing again. This is Mary Lukert from Sabetha. Gets it into the front court here with Natalie Nitz, who tries a deep right wing 3, and it's out of bounds. And back to a Team Gold. Jake working his way to the Gold sideline to get another interview. See if Gold can kind of stop the scoring drought here as they get some fresh faces on the floor. And Gold being coached by Jonathan West, Perry Smith. Gold with the basketball, trailing by 9 here, about halfway points of the second quarter. Donovan West, Avery Weathersby with it in the post. Now Ella Larkin gets in the paint, had a block from behind, gets her own miss, and kicks it here to Kyra Johnson. Johnson now working inside, and to her teammate Weathersby it goes. Now Larkin with 4 on the shot clock, has to throw something up through some heavy defense, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. So again, they're playing the college rules with 4 10-minute halves. Or quarters, I should say. And then also playing with the 30-second shot clock as well. Coming up on the halfway point, quarter 2. Here's Olverding, a deep 3, just missing. It rims in and out, and a rebound for Gold. Gold pushing and blocked by Team Navy there. That was good defense by Dodd of Fulton. And now a missed shot inside, gathered by Mary Lukert for Sabetha. Gets away from some defenders, and now they push in transition. Here's Olverding from Jackson Heights with the basketball. Now Luke Kurtz trying to go one-on-one, drives in, kicks it left. Olberding now left side on the wing. Both teams pretty much playing man-to-man this whole time. Olberding drives, gets it after a deflection, and then is tied up, and Team Navy will keep the possession. It's going to be our next media timeout. 4:32 to go in the half. It is 23-14. Team Navy in front of Team Gold here, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. So we'll step aside back after this on Kansaland Radio.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, out of the timeout, quick three ball for ACCHS's Natalie Nitz, and all of a sudden Team Navy out to a 26-14 lead. Let's go over to Jake.
Over here with Lena Haverkamp, one of the leaders on this gold team right now. Lena, you're down 26-14. What do we got to change right now?
I'd say energy, honestly, and maybe not getting blocked because we're kind of struggling with that right now.
Getting a lot of blocks on the gold or on the Navy side right now. But hey, tell me about this All-Star game. How fun is it for you just to go out one more time on the basketball court, just play around and you know, just kind of almost backyard ball a little bit?
It's really fun, and it's really fun playing with all these girls that I usually am playing against, so I'm having a really good time.
Tell me about that a little bit more. Like when you're playing with people that you usually play against, you know, I saw you and some of the D-West girls kind of, you know, having some fun early on. You know, they're your teammates right now, but, you know, they were like, what do you guys usually say about us and vice versa? Just how fun is that for you to know that you guys can be competitors on the floor in the season, but now you're friends and playing?
It's super fun because I've actually never, like, talked to them, and they're really fun to be with and play with, and it's really exciting having them as a teammate instead of an opponent. So, yeah.
No doubt. So tell me a little bit about what you guys are feeling like as a collective group on this bench. When you see five subs go to the scores table, are you excited to come out and get a break, or are you wanting to stay in the game?
It's nice to take a breather, but I love just being on the court. So, I mean, it's both. I don't know. It goes both ways.
Well, I don't want to keep you because I think you're going to be going back in here in a minute. So, Lena, have some fun today, okay? Thanks for talking.
Yeah, thank you.
Lena Haverkamp from Centralia. Brandon, once again, gold down by 12 right now, but Lena Haverkamp, a phenomenal athlete and a great person, and definitely one that has a lot of fire in her spirit, buddy.
There we go, and right now Team Gold just trying to fight their way back in, and it's going to be a couple missed shots inside. Holthaus finally a third opportunity there, unable to connect, but Addie Holthaus set to shoot a couple of free throws here for Gold. She's actually the leading scorer here in the game so far with two free throws. She's 2 for 2. Attempts 3 and 4 here, and the first one is up in for the Nemaha Central 5'10 forward in Addie Holthaus, now with 7. Makes it 26-15. Second, good as well. So Holthaus, 8 points to lead all scorers, but her team is down by 10 at 26-16. Navy back with it. Jobbins drives, kicks it. This is Peyton Ingeman. Out of Troy, left side it goes. This is a 3 that's short by Jobbins, and a rebound for Team Gold. Gold pushing it from right to left here in the first half. Holthaus from the left wing drives all the way in, had it deflected away, and a steal here for Team Navy. Now Navy trying to push in transition. Ingeman up top, now inside, good ball movement. And left side, it's Lears for 3, just a little bit strong off the heel, and now Gold up the way. Transition, nice move. This is Jessica Gruber, stop and pop, left it short, fights for her miss, and Holthaus had a chance. She had it knocked away. Now here's Beyer up the floor for Navy, a little stop and pop. She left it short, and now Gold gets the rebound back. 2:35 to go until halftime. 26-16 is our score. Jake, Are we good over on your end? I think we do. Just trying to make eye contact with Jake over there as we continue on. He's good. We got Jake coming up.
Yeah, Brandon, sorry about that. I was thinking talking Tiara Dodd. Tiara Dodd, excuse me, dang it, I keep calling you Tiara. But Tiara, you're from Holton. Tell me about this fun All-Star game that you're getting to be a part of here today.
I'm really happy to be a part of it, actually. It's really fun so far, and I'm playing with a good group of girls. So. Yeah.
Tell me about the group of girls. You know, a lot of these girls are in your league that you're either playing with or playing against. Just tell me a little bit about what that's like for you, because people that usually are like your enemy are now your friends on the court. How's that like?
Well, I've been playing with the same group of girls my whole life, and this is pretty new, playing with new girls, but it's pretty fun.
What's your favorite memory about playing basketball at Holton High School and under Coach Kurt Heister? I mean, do you have a favorite memory that you can think of?
I'd say our bus rides are always very interesting, but... yeah.
Is it okay if I dive deeper into that, or you want to just keep that as that?
Just keep it as that.
Okay. And then, Brandon, we got some breaking news from Tiara Dodd as well. Tiara, go ahead and tell me what your future plans are.
I'm going to be playing at Peru next year with Mace Thatch.
So you're going to be playing some basketball next year at Peru State in Nebraska, so congratulations on that. Thank you for letting us know about that, and have some fun today, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Tiara Dodd of Holton. And now, we didn't know this ahead of time, but we know it now. She's going to Peru State University next year to play some basketball.
There you go. How about that? So a good shout-out to her. Heading off to Peru State next year. We're late here in this first half. Right now it's a 26-18 advantage for Team Navy. They've controlled the pace here in the second quarter. Larkin has a three blocked. Gold gets it back. Weathersby shot no good and a foul. So Avery Weathersby will shoot two. Donovan West. Quick sub into the game for Navy is Addison Schletzbaum. We'll check back in. And this is, again, Avery Weathersby to shoot two. Has yet to score in this first half. First free throw is good. So Weathersby finally gets on the board. First team all-league in the TVL. Going to be here at Highland CC next fall playing volleyball. State champion, though, this year. In basketball, second is no good, deflected out of bounds, and last touch by Navy, so Gold getting another opportunity here with 1:18 to go in the half, and trailing 26-19. They trailed by 12 at one point, but certainly fighting back. Weathersby kind of an off-balance shot, no good, out of bounds, and it'll go back to Team Navy. So here is Navy up the way. We'll try to get one more interview here before halftime with Jake. It looks like he's gathering Hannah Coker from MHMA, so we'll get to him in just a moment. Here is Weathersby for Team Gold with a minute to go. Here's Kyra Johnson driving in. Nice dump down to Ella Larkin for an easy two. And we'll stop here. Next dead ball. Get it over to Jake here momentarily. Here's a deep right wing three. It hits the heel and settles off the rim. And now Weathersby for Team Gold. They're back to within five. They're making a run here late in the first half. Left side pass it goes. Haverkamp for Centralia. Now curls, drives, reverse scoop shot is good. Haverkamp, a nice bucket. And Lena Haverkamp has four. Let's send it over to Jake.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks. I got Hannah Coker, Marhill Mouth Academy. Hannah, tell me a little bit about how fun this is for you right now to be playing in this All-Star game.
It is a major blessing to be here. I know my coach is unable to be here, but he's watching. I know it.
Hi, my coach, Luke Noel. Just tell me a little bit about your career at Mar Hill, and what is your favorite memory that you can think of from playing at Mar Hill?
Oh, goodness. There's a lot of memories. I love going into practice and playing with all of coaches' kids. That's always so much fun. And I've been playing basketball on varsity my 4 years of high school.
How fun is it for you to play with this group of girls right now on the court? You guys are just down 12. Now you're within one, and it's at halftime.
It's extremely fun. I mean, I don't know any of these girls. I've never played against them either, so it's a joy to meet new people.
Well, have some fun today, okay? Enjoy your last time here. You want to tell us what you're planning on doing after you graduate?
After I graduate, will be attending Kansas State University, majoring in chemistry, and hopefully getting a minor in pre-farm.
Go Cats, right?
Yep.
All right, Hannah Coker, Mar Hill. Thanks a lot, Hannah.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Brandon, back to you, buddy.
All right, very nice. Go Cats indeed. Another Kansas State Wildcats here in the near future. Our halftime score for the girls' all-star game. It is 26-25. Team Navy has the advantage over Team Gold. We'll step aside for a timeout, come back, break down the first half, and maybe get a little bit of a preview of the boys' game coming up later on. Nonetheless, a one-point game for the girls' all-star game here at the half. We'll step aside back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi, free installation of your service, oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Chink Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Chink Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Chink Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
C&D Food Mart at 211 Whiting Street in Whiting. It's your locally owned and operated grocery store. Open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 7 p.m. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. Spring has arrived and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime coverage here brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Brandon Sam and Jake Spaulding, Chance Link. Our coverage of the All-Star Games continue here from Highland Community College. Our girls' game is at the half, and it's been a good one for sure. It's Team Navy 26, Team Gold 25. Navy led 14-12 at the end of the first quarter. They built a 12-point lead midway through that second quarter, but Team Gold, they fought their way back and had a nice little run to end the half as they are now back to within one, a 13-12 advantage for Team Gold in the second quarter. Let's run through some of the numbers, and we'll start with Navy as they had 10 of their 12 girls score, and they were led by multiples with four. Hiawatha's Darcy Lears, Sabetha's Mary Lukert, also ACCHS's Aaliyah Wallish. Again, all three of those athletes with 4 points in the first half. They got three from Natalie Nitz of ACCHS, and then a bunch of players with 2 points apiece. Kaylee Thompson of Jackson Heights, Megan Beyer of Lynn, Addison Schletzbaum of ACCHS, also 2 points for Claire Jobbins of Jefferson County North, and then 1 point as well from Cadence Bruni, the 5'5 guard from Riverside. For Team Gold, it was Addie Holthouse, the leading scorer here so far. She's got eight. She was 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Again, there were not many fouls called in the first half, but ultimately Team Gold shot 8 first half free throws. They connected on 5 of them as Addie Holthaus, 4 of 4 at the line. She had 8 points. 4 apiece for her teammates and Ella Larkin. Again, 4 points for her. Lena Haverkamp, Anna Centrilla, also with a 4 spot in the first half. Claire Beichman of Lynn, a 5'10 forward, had 2 points in the first half. Also 2 points apiece for Donovan West duo of Claire Cole and Kyra Johnson. And then 1 point from the other D West athlete here today, Avery Weathersby. She was 1 for 4 at the free throw line and finished, again, just 1 point in the first half. We got a good one, though. Again, it's Team Navy 26, Team Gold 25. We'll step aside, another 3-minute timeout. We're back right after this.
We are dreaming of spring. And with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
The future is here at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha. See how their all-new DJI T40 spray drone can work on your farm. And look over their many other ag products like their tanker, fuel trailer, truck skid, UTV sprayer, three-point sprayers, double cone trailers, and nurse trailers. Did you know Best Way Ag is one of the largest tank distributors in the country? Let them help you with your spraying and liquid handling projects. Remember, you can purchase spray parts at their Hiawatha location. Get it done the best way at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorites sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, this is Kelsey Burdick with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to purchasing a home or refinancing your current home, you may feel like your mind is racing with many unanswered questions. Let us help you find the answers that fit your needs. Whether you are building, purchasing, remodeling, or refinancing, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust have the experience you need and the knowledge you can trust. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we do continue on here as we're getting set to start the second half for the girls' game. Of course, we'll have the boys' All-Star Game to follow. About a minute to go until the third quarter gets under control. Addie Holthaus on the other end.
Yeah, Brandon, Addie Holthaus of Nemaha Central. And, hey, you guys are down by 12, and then you guys go on a run. 26-25, you're down by 1 at halftime. You led the way with 8 points. How much fun are you having right now?
It's so much fun. We're just out there having a great time, and you're playing with some of the best people in Northeast Kansas, so it's always a great time.
How cool is it for you to be able to play with and against, you know, that you normally are considered, I guess, enemies during the season, but now you get to be friends with them and play on the same court?
It's really cool because you already know all their strengths and weaknesses playing against them. Play with them.
What's working for you guys right now in that little run you guys went on at the end of that first half?
keep shooting. Coach told us never to stop shooting, so that's what we did, and it seemed to work out for us.
You played underneath a great coach, and Coach Haddon Hilligan. Tell me about your career. What is your favorite memory of playing at Nemaha?
I think just the bond that each team has had. I mean, each team has been different, but we've always been best friends, and even in the locker room and outside of school, we've just been friends, and it's just always great playing with them.
Now, your future plans, you're going to be attending here at Highland Community College next year, is that right?
Yep, playing volleyball.
And playing some volleyball. How fun is it for you to be playing for Coach Perry Smith right now in basketball?
It's really cool. He's a great guy, and, I mean, he just makes the game fun, so it's awesome.
What's it going to take for the goal to come out on top today?
Keep shooting.
Okay, same philosophy. Don't not shoot, right?
Yep.
Can we expect a couple threes from you in the second half?
You can expect some shots, but I don't know if they'll go in.
All right, Addie Holthaus, Nemaha Central, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach Addie Holthaus, Breda, back to you, buddy. Second half underway.
Yep, just getting going, and just like that, a quick three from the top of the key for Team Gold. Sophia Bott from Lynn, a downtown triple, and just like that, Gold has fought their way back to take a two-point lead here early in this second quarter of action. Now, Navy tries to answer on the other end, no good. Holly the rebound for Team Gold. Now again, once down 12, now up 2 here, early in the third quarter. Pass was deflected out of bounds. Team Gold continuing with the possession here. Just getting going third quarter. 28-26 is our score. Team Gold in front. Top of the key, this is Sabetha's Jessica Gruber. Hands it off to Claire Cola, D. West. Goes left side into the corner. Now Gruber at the free throw line. A little stop and pop J is a little strong. Rebound for Navy. Kaylee Thompson into the front court. Off to Natalie Nitz. Wallish right side. Olberding a baseline drive. Now to the free throw line with Thompson a jump shot. Missing the right side of the rim. An offensive rebound. Stuck back up and in by Aaliyah Wallish. First points for Navy in the second half. And we're tied at 28. Wallish has 6 to lead the Navy squad. Quick shot on the other end, no good for Gold, and Navy pushing from right to left here in the third quarter. Here is Kaylee Thompson with it, again out there with her teammate Canyon Olberding, two of the top 5 scorers in Jackson Heights history, both over 1,000 this year. They won 3 of 4 NEKL titles throughout their run at Jackson Heights. Of course, ACCHS with the title this year. Now 28-28 ties. We continue on. Gold with the basketball. Trying to find Holly inside, and her shot is rejected. Good defense inside for Navy. And this is Schletzbaum into the front court. Now Thompson diving is Aaliyah Wallish. A little spin move, a little baby hook is up and in with the left hand. Aaliyah Wallish now with 8 points, tying a game high with Addie Holthaus. And a 30-28 lead here for Team Navy. Back and forth we go here, 2-plus minutes into this third quarter. Gold with the basketball once again, going from left to right here in the second half. Here's a ball fake from the right corner, driving, spinning, cut off. Taking it back out here, Sophia Bott out of Lynn. Now driving a near travel for Cole, but kicks it to Coker for 3, misfired out of bounds. And our first line change of the third quarter here for Team Gold, 5 in and 5 out.
Hey, let's go double.
Right now, Navy back with it, and a 30-28 lead. See the pace kind of picking up a little bit with some of these athletes. We'll get to Jake here once again momentarily, and there's a steal for Team Gold as Wallish had it taken away underneath. Trying to get up the floor. Haverkamp in transition. Nice pass to Holthaus. Count it and one. Addie Holthaus first in double figures with 10. And she will have a chance at a 3-point play. It ties the game at 30. And we'll get it off to Jake here in just a second. See what Addie does with her free throw here. That one is good. She's having a heck of a game with 11 points. And Team Gold back in front. 31-30. Let's go to Jake.
All right, Brandon. Yeah, I got Sophia Bott here. Sophia out of Lynn. Tell me a little bit first off about at halftime. I was getting ready to interview Addie Holthaus, and I heard Coach Perry Smith tell you he wants to see a 3 from you. What do you do as soon as the second half starts?
I shoot the 3, and it somehow goes in, hits the rim, bounces right in there.
Did So you got the three that Coach asked for. How fun is it for you right now to be playing in this game?
This is really fun right now. I played against a lot of the girls on my team, and it's really fun to get to play with them, and it's a really good experience, I think.
Yeah, Coach Perry Smith made a comment about how he's played against you and seen you hit a lot of threes. He wants you to hit one for him now. You did that. You guys were down at one point in this contest by 12, and now it's a tied game at 33 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. What is something that you're focusing on here in this game? Is it just to have some fun?
I'm just here to have some fun, and it's just a good experience to just kind of get to play one more game in that with some people that I know pretty well and some that I don't. Meeting new people, it's really nice, yeah.
Tell me something about your favorite memory about being in high school at Lynn.
One of my favorite memories is honestly like going to practice and right before and just like kind of getting warmed up. Coach plays music. I think that's really good.
Coach plays some music, have some fun with your friends. Nothing better than that. Sophia, what are your plans after high school?
As of right now, I'm planning to go to Kansas State University and major in business there.
Go Cats, right?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, we got more Go Cats. Back to you, buddy. Thanks, Sophia.
Hey, I'll always, absolutely. Go Cats for sure. We got a couple athletes here today going to, at least planning on going to K-State next fall. As Gold gets a bucket inside, and that was Macy Holly. First bucket for the Hanover Wildcat. Boy, how about Hanover? They went 26-0 and had the rare undefeated state championship run at Class 1A Division II this year. So Holly, a big part of that run, and Wildcats dominated the TVL. And there's a bucket on the other end for, that is Mary Lukerts. And a Sabetha now with six, and back and forth we go. It's a 35-35 tie. We're about halfway through this third quarter. Here's Ella Larkin and Nemaha Central diving inside, rips it away from a Navy defender, gets it back and puts it up and in. Our correction, Macy Holly there on the putback, so back-to-back buckets for her. She's got four, 37-35 in favor of Gold. Navy tries to answer on the other end, short on a three. Larkin the rebound for Team Gold. Larkin up the floor from left to right. They want to go inside, and Holly saving it from going out of bounds, trying to find her teammate, and it's knocked away and out of bounds, and we're going to get a quick timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. We're going to send it over to Jake. Yes, it looks like he's got Troy's Peyton Engelman over there.
Yeah, Brandon, you got it right on the head. Peyton Engelman, tell me a little bit about how much fun you're having right now in this All-Star game.
It's a lot of fun to get to play with some new girls that usually are some of your biggest competition. So it's fun to get out here and play with some really good players.
Is it difficult to go from, hey, you're my enemy, to now you're my friend?
I didn't know how I was going to go at first, but they're actually a lot nicer than they are during a basketball game.
So you guys have the same mindset right now. Let's try to win this game. Right now, you guys at one point, you guys had a 12-point lead. Now you're down by two. What's happening on the floor right now, Peyton?
I think we're starting to shoot a little bit more threes, and they're a little bit farther back than we're used to, so...
Tell me a little bit about your career at Troy, how much fun you had, and if you have a favorite memory about playing basketball at Troy.
Playing at Troy was a lot of fun, especially having Coach Jeffers as my coach. He's coached me since third grade, I think. So I've been with him for a while, and I had a lot of fun over 4 years. And I think, I don't even know, I had a lot of good memories. But it was a lot of fun winning our first round of sub-state this year. And we played D West a really close game, and then they ended up winning state, so that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, definitely something that you feel a little bit better about those close games, and you see a team go all the way to the state championship game. Well, have some fun today. Tell me about what you're doing after high school.
I'm going to Central Arkansas to play softball.
That's right. We talked to you about a little bit earlier today about that. That's a pretty cool experience. What drew you to Central Arkansas?
I really like the campus. The coaches are really nice. Love them all. And they won their conference regular season last year, so they're a really good program, and I'm excited to go play for them.
Well, your team is down by two right now. You're on the bench. You're getting ready to go back in. Peyton, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Peyton Engelman of Troy. Brandon, back to you.
Saw Peyton Engelman last year. We had a softball broadcast of Troy, and she threw a game 18 up, 18 down with 18 strikeouts. They're getting a good one down there at Central Arkansas. It's a 37-35 score as Team Gold continuing with a two-point lead past the halfway mark of the third quarter. Navy comes away with a steal, little two-on-one break. And the two-on-one break is taken advantage of, and that is Tierra Dodd, who gets her first bucket. So Dodd ties the game, 37-37. Gold with it. Larkin throws it into the backcourt, and that should be a turnover for Gold, and it is. did. Here comes a sub, and just, again, speaking with Peyton Ingeman, she checks back in, and now five in, five out for Gold. We're at 3:43 to go in this third quarter, and it's now turned into a heck of a ball game. Back and forth battle, 37-37. Navy with it, trying to retake the lead. Here is Dodd, the Holton Wildcat, drives in, kicks it top of the key. This is Lukert. Into the corner, Ingeman tries, left to three short. And we'll get a tie up inside. Possession arrow is going to keep it here with Team Navy. This will be Byer to throw it in. Left side of her own backboard and bouncing it inside to Dodd. Turns into a double team, dribbles behind the back, gets it to Lukert at the top of the key. Now Ingeman left side, dribbling to the right side on the wing. Now a curl shot. Lears, good, and the foul. Darcy Lears with an and-one opportunity. Gives Navy the lead back at 39-37. As Haverkamp picks up the foul. That is her first. And Lears will try to add one more, and she does. 7 points now for Darcy Lears, and a three-point play gives Navy the lead back at 40-37. Just over 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Jake joins us back here courtside in what's now been a back-and-forth affair here in the third quarter.
I mean, at one point, again, you had Gold, you know, down by a dozen and up by a little bit, and Gold once again trying to play some good defense here, but you're seeing Navy be aggressive at the rack, Brandon. These are some fun players that we're seeing out here today. The competitive's starting to kick in, kind of what we saw with volleyball yesterday.
Yeah, once, you know, it's like shaking the rust off early, and, you know, you kind of get the gel with your teammates, and by the time the game gets towards the end of it, you see the competitive nature come out, and that's kind of what we're seeing here. Dodd missing the free throw, and you had, again, Tierra Dodd earlier from Holton, who gave us the announcement that she's off to Peru State, play some basketball next year, so congratulations to her, continuing to see our athletes competing at the next level as she goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. And Dodd now with 3 in the game. And it's a 4-point lead for Navy at 41-37.
We're going to continue to try to get some interviews. Some of these kids are so focused right now, though, Brandon. I want to respect that. They're enjoying this game right now too much, and I don't want to take them away from it.
That's fair enough. And right now, Navy's on a little bit of a run. They get the ball back, and Dodd pushing the tempo into the front court. Gets it back, right side on the wing. One dribble, left side, Lears a deep one, wow, and rattles in a triple. Darcy Lears from downtown, 44-37, and now the run on Team Navy's side as they're building a lead with over 2 minutes to go in the third, and now they come away with a steal. Numbers for Navy, it's a 4-on-2 break, and the 4 with the advantage. It's put up and in by Mary Lukert. And a first timeout here for Perry Smith. What's he going to do with his team down 9 late in the third quarter? 46-37, a quick 30, so we'll keep it right here. It's been a lot of fun today, of course. We still got the boys' game coming up here afterwards. But again, we saw a 12-point lead for Navy in the first half. Gold came all the way back, trailed by a 1. Now all of a sudden, Gold's going to have to do it again. They're down 9. Just over 2 minutes to go in this third. We've really not seen the shot clock be an issue today.
Yeah, not really.
We're doing again. We've said it a couple times. We've got the college rules, so 4 10-minute quarters here for the girls. They're playing the 30-second shot clock, but really I think only one time I've had to say, like, we're under 5 seconds. So yeah, they're going quick. You know, there's a lot, and you know, you still hear the coaches calling out plays, so they had a little bit of time together.
You know, earlier when I was interviewing Coach Eckert from the Navy squad from ACCHS, he was still trying to coach while I was interviewing. Again, you at home couldn't see it, but he was holding up one finger, two fingers, calling out plays. And these coaches, just as much as the kids, the competitiveness is starting to kick in a little bit. Coach Perry Smith wanted to make sure he said, you guys talked about our 11-0 run in the first half, right? I said, yeah, we definitely talked about it.
They need another 11-0 run here. They're down 9, a missed 3 from the top of the key for Gold, and Navy a chance here again to build on this lead. Late in this third quarter, Ingeman ball fake, kicks it left side. Lukert will try and left it short from a deep left wing 3, and now Navy comes away with a steal. Numbers here, a little 2-on-1, but Gold gets back defensively, and now a whistle and a foul.
You know, I think I'm going to take this opportunity, Brandon, before the quarter timeout, because we do need to take that quarter break here in a minute. I'm going to see if I can get Coach Perry Smith to give me a little insight. What's going on that Gold sideline here?
That'd be a good little insight here with state championship head coach and Perry Smith for Team Gold. And his team is down right now, 46-37. They do get the basketball back after a turnover. This is Kyra Johnson into the front court. And Donovan West, the 1A Division I state champions. Here's Holly inside, a nice post move and finish for Macy Holly. Hanover Wildcats getting in there, and she's got six. Makes it 46-39, and it looks like Jake does have the state championship head coach in D-West, Perry Smith.
Yeah, not only state championship head coach, 1A Division I coach of the year, Coach Perry Smith. I'm just kind of leaning over you right now. You know, you saw your team going 11-0 run early. You kind of need one right now, don't you?
Oh, man, do we. They were really good there. They went on that. What did they go on, 11-0?
Yeah, something similar.
It was, yeah. So, yeah, we gotta be able to score the ball a little bit. We've kind of went not been able to score.
Tell me a little bit, how fun is this for you? It's the first time you're doing it here at the Highland All-Star Games, Northeast Kansas All-Star Games at Highland. Just tell me about how fun it is for you, not only to coach all these kids, but especially having three of your own in it.
Well, that's been the key. I mean, I wanted to have all three of them in it and be able to coach all three of them, and so that's been good. And I also, I love girls that we've competed against for a long time on the floor today. It's been fun to see them, too. So it's been fun, definitely.
You mentioned to Sophie at halftime. Sophie, I've been seeing you hit threes against me all year. I want one. And she did that right at the start of the second half. What kind of encouragement did you give her to make her hit that three?
Well, when we played them, she was really, really good that night. She had 20-something. And so I told her, I said, don't you owe us one here? So, yeah, she got one. She's a great player, great kid, too.
Now, how difficult is it? I asked Coach Eckert on the other side the same question. How difficult is it for you to kind of switch off that competitive brain to coach here in this fun style game?
It is hard. I mean, it is hard to turn that off and on. But, you know, we got together for 30, 40 minutes earlier today, and so I just want them to go out and have fun. They've earned the right to be here. So now let's just go and play and have fun. And they're doing that. It's fun for them.
We're having a good time, Coach. We're having a good time. Hope you are too, man.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Perry Smith, Donovan West, Lady Mustangs, state champions this year, 1A Division I Coach of the Year, coaching the Gold team.
All right, there we go. 9 seconds left here in the third as right now Gold's trying to claw their way back. They're down seven, just 4 seconds to go. It's Claire Cole for three, and she knocked it down at the buzzer. So five straight for Claire Cole to end the half, or the quarter, I should say, for Gold, and it's a five-point game going to the fourth. It's 48-43, Navy in front of Gold. We'll step aside. Fourth quarter's coming up next.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, we got one final quarter here for the girls' All-Star Game. It's been back and forth. We've seen some runs by both teams. As right now it's a 48-43 Navy lead. Gold comes away with a quick steal. They got a two-on-two break. Good defense in transition for Tierra Dodd to knock that one out of bounds, and they'll settle back here in the front court 5-on-5. So we get 48-43, Navy over Gold at 9:46 to go in this game.
I'll tell you one thing, Brandon. This has been fun through three quarters. Now I think you're definitely going to get that competitive gamesmanship really take up another notch here. Gold doesn't want to go away easy, as Coach Perry Smith alluded to. He said it was kind of hard for him to decipher, you know, with being a competitive coach to having some fun. He's just letting the girls do everything that they want.
Addie Holthaus drawing a foul for Team Gold, going to the line to shoot two. She's had a heck of a game tonight, 11 points to lead all scorers currently. It's perfect at the line and stays perfect, hits the first, and has 12. 4 points, trying to get it to within three. She does. Addie Holthouse with 13 from Nemaha Central, 48-45. A one-possession game here early in the fourth. Navy back on the attack. Here is Dodd. Fake to Jobbins, left side three. This is Nitz missing. Haver Campus and Trillia, the rebound for Gold, and now she'll bring it up the floor from left to right. Stop at the top, little hesitation, dribble, gets a ball screen, curls all the way to the rack, and she's going to be fouled, and two free throws coming up here for Centrillia's Lena Haberkamp.
She's fast, man, I tell you. She's got handles, and she is quick, and she's kind of a spitfire when it comes to just her energy, and she's the one that said that we needed more energy on this floor, and she's going to have to bring it if Gold wants to come back. Navy doing a great job, though, of just keeping her at bay.
Of course, not this year, but last year, Centralia made it all the way to the state championship game and lost to a heartbreaking game to Pretty Prairie. Of course, they lost some talent and couldn't quite get there. She was a second-team All-League selection this year and is planning on going to Washburn. She goes 1-for-2 at the line, has 5 in the game, and it's a two-point game, 48-46. Dodd for Navy gets in the paint, and a shot is up and good, plus the foul. And an and-one for Aaliyah Wallish.
You got to give credit there. Tierra Dodd of Holton that time. She went coast-to-coast, dribbled behind the back in the lane, spun in the lane, and dished it off to create that shot for Wallish.
Quietly now Wallish with 10 points and in and out on the free throw. So a four-point Navy lead at 50-46. We're a minute into this fourth quarter. So, again, coming down the home stretch. Now Haberkamp gets a little bit of a lane, and she drives and scores. 7 for Haberkamp. It's 50-48.
Back we go. Here we're just back and forth. These two teams, you're starting to see both of them get a little bit tired here as well.
But you can see the intensity picking up,
yeah,
especially defensively now that we're in the fourth quarter and it's a close game. Now they're working inside. Another missed shot for Wallish this time, but Dodd runs it down here for Team Navy. Now she'll stop, pop, left it short, and Gold corrals the miss here.
Coker.
So a chance to maybe Tyre take the lead for Team Gold here early in the fourth.
Oh, Sophia.
And a chance for Bott for three. Missed it. And a rebound for Navy.
Got 5 Navy players about to go back into the game. And you guys gonna extend this lead right now or not? Okay, they all said yes.
They all say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Here's Wallish again. A little offensive rebound. And there it is. Wallish for 2. She's got 12.
Yeah, we're talking about Ashton Sletzbaum, Canyon Overton, Kaylee Thompson.
52-48 is our score.
Just trying to get the girl to turn around so I marry Lukert and
that's Lears.
Darcy, yeah, thank
there you.
There
you go.
Thank you, thank you. Want to make sure I got everybody accounted for here.
On this end, we get a foul on Navy. That goes against Jobbins. That is her first foul. So both teams going 5 in and 5 out here.
Coach Eckert says this is the NASCAR lineup for Navy coming into the game. And I believe it with the speed that they've got on the floor right now.
So right now, Hannah Coker from Moore Hill Mount Academy shooting 2 free throws for Team Gold, trying to chip into this deficit. They're down 52-48, 7:54 to go in the game. First free throw was short by Coker. She was honorable mention Northeast Kansas League here in 2023. Second is good for Coker. And that is her first point tonight. So now everyone has scored for Team Gold. The only player that has not scored in this game is Troy's Peyton Ingeman. I would expect that to change. Get everybody in the books here.
A little fun here. Sabetha versus Sabetha's. Mary Luker driving on Jessica Gruber.
Here's a 3 by Oberding. She left it short. Gold the rebound. Down 3 is Team Gold as Holly works it into the front court. A near steal by one of the Big Seven's best in Mary Lukert. Unable to get that one, though. Knocked it out of play. And Gold will gather. And Larkin brings it into the front court. And neither team messing around defensively. They have gone man-to-man the entire way. Lukert's kind of off balance there. And rebound. And this will send the Hanover Wildcat to the free throw line, who's got 6 in the game.
Official looked at Kaylee Thompson from Navy, and he said, hey, can you turn around so I get your number, please? And she kind of shook her head like, no, I don't want you to know it was me.
52-49 is our score. Gold trying to chip in. Holly's first free throw, no good.
That's because it's her third foul, Brandon.
Okay.
Has there ever been an all-star game where you had somebody foul out in an all-star game?
I don't know. Not that I'm sure of.
You think? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
score table tells us yes.
Second free throw good for Holly. She's got seven all here in the second half.
Could that be a goal to have? Put that like a little patch on your jacket there, a little feather in your cap. I thought out of an all-star game.
A two-point game with just over 7 minutes to go. Both teams are ramping it up a little bit more, playing with a little bit more pace. Here's Hiawatha's Lears is bumped and fouled at the elbow.
You know what else is picking up, Brandon, is the officials are starting to call the game a little tighter, too.
I think so,
no doubt.
Right now it's 4-2 in terms of fouls. Navy's been called for four fouls, Gold for two. Here in the fourth quarter, there's a missed shot by Lukert. Rebound for Larkin. Missed shot by Tabetha. The rebound there for Nemaha Central. Oh, and a steal. Pass by Weathersby a little bit short. Now Navy pushing the tempo. Still 52-50. Here is Schletzbaum, a drive, and a shot no good. Gold now the rebound again, pushing. Here's Weathersby of D.U.S. gets a little bit of a lane, puts it in, and the foul. And we are tied at 52 apiece. And Weathersby a chance to give Team Gold the lead.
Give credit there, Massey Holly of Hanover that time. She looked at Weathersby and said, I got you. And she cleared out a lane, made it easier on the attack there for Weathersby.
Weathersby, first team all-league. TVL, state champion, capitalizes on the three-point play. She's got four in the game, and just like that, Gold back in front, 53-52 at 6:25 to go.
The NASCAR lineup's got to speed up here a little bit, 6:20 to go.
Here's Olberding, a drive, now a three, in and out, no good by Luker. Gold the rebound for Larkin, and Holly lost her glasses and appears to be good to go. It's okay.
All is good. She's able to still see and able to get down to the court.
And that is the most important aspect, being able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be able to see what you're doing. Goldeneer turnover, but now they're going to set up Holly inside. They get it to her inside, quickly surrounded, but Larkin there to bail out Holly, and it's Larkin for two. She has got six, and Gold now up three, 55-52 at 5:45 to go.
And Navy's led by a dozen. They led by nine multiple different times throughout this game, but Gold, they're taking those punches and throwing their own haymaker back.
Navy trying to kind of stop this little bit of a Gold run. Side it goes. This is Mary Lukert. Jab step, gets to the top of the key, right side to Lears. Now Lears puts it and splits two and puts it up and in. Count it and one. You know, Darcy Lear's a chance to tie it.
She's one that I've got on my list to make sure I interview her specifically. She's having a great game tonight, great career at Hiawatha for Darcy. And she's playing phenomenal here today. Navy back in this one. I was going to say they hadn't put the bucket up yet, but now they have. She can tie this game now.
55-54. Kind of speaking ahead, but what would overtime rules look like for an all-star game? Is that even a thing, or...? We just go sudden death, play some knockout.
Sure. The official just looked over at us and said, don't even say that. We don't want that.
Well, you know who they're going to blame if that's where it comes down
to.
I'm
right here.
Everyone's mad at me. Okay, I see how it is. All right.
We're not going to be welcome back here at HCC.
That's all right. Haverkamp's about to hit a three. No, she left it short. It was online. A rebound for Navy. 55-55. 5 minutes to go. Having fun.
We're having a great time.
Lears had it, top of the key to Schletzbaum. Schletzbaum puts it on the dribble towards the bucket. Now Dodd had it knocked away, and Haverkamp with the pickpocket. Here's Gold up the floor, and a layup is good. It's Claire Cole for two. Now she's heating up with nine.
And Lena Haverkamp, she threw that with two hands from underneath her waist and just threw it straight up in the air. Great outlet pass there from Haverkamp, and Cole with the easy deuce.
57-55 Gold, 4.5 minutes to go, and we get a stoppage of play, and we'll get our media timeout here in the fourth quarter. So we'll step aside. 4.5 minutes to go. It's a two-point game. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on Kansaland Radio.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel, gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a good one brewing. 4.5 minutes to go. 57-55 in the girls' game. Gold with the basketball and the lead as they try to add to it. A missed shot and an offensive rebound. Centralia's Haverkamp a drive. Shot no good. A lot of contact. No call this time. Maybe trying to fight for it, and that's going to be a shot clock violation, so it did not hit the rim and reset. So now Navy's going to get the ball back and a chance. The Tire take the lead. We're 12 to go. Here come the line change here for Team Gold. Five fresh ones on the floor. Got 4:12 to go. Navy trying to Tire take the lead here. Gone back and forth really here all second half. Both teams have gone on some runs. Here's Darcy Lears spinning, gets by a defender all the way and draws the foul. So two shots coming up here for Darcy Lears, who's had a really good second half. 13 in the game, 9 of which here in the second half. And I believe Jake's given me the nod, so we got someone on the Gold bench. Let's go his way.
All right, Brandon. Yeah, thanks. I got Ella Larkin right now for Team Gold. You guys have been down by 12. You've been down by 9. And you guys have battled back. Now you're up by 2 right now. How fun is it for you right now to be playing in this game?
It's super fun. I'm really happy I got the opportunity to come here and play with all these different people. I've watched a lot of these girls play, and I know how good they are. And it's great getting to play a game with them.
You're getting to play a game. Tell me a little bit about your career at Nemaha Central. You played for a really good coach, Coach Haddon Hilton. You're getting to play today with one of your teammates, and Addie. And just tell me about what your favorite memory might be from playing in high school at Nemaha Central.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I can pick out one favorite memory. Everything was just so great. I've played with, Addie and some of my other teammates since we were, fourth grade, and we're all super close, and I love the coach, and I really enjoyed that.
How fun is it for you to play for Coach Perry Smith? I mean, you guys didn't have much but, 30 minutes together getting prepared for this game, and then you guys are throwing the ball up. Right now you're up by 4 or 3.5 to go to try and win this thing. How fun is it?
Oh, it's super fun. I have never met Coach Perry, and in that practice I really like him. He seems pretty chill, and he knows what he's talking about.
Great. That's good. That's good. So tell me a little bit, really quick, final question here. What is your plans after high school? What are you going
to
do?
I plan to go to K-State, and then I'm going to major in chemical engineering.
So go Cats, right?
Yeah, go Cats. Yeah.
Another go Cats, Brandon. All right, hey, appreciate your time, L. Larkin, for Nemaha Central on Team Gold, up by 3.
Go Cats, indeed. I'll take the K-State shout-outs all day. Aaliyah Wallace canning a couple of free throws here for Team Navy. She's got 14 in the game, and it's a two-point game. And back on the other end, it is a bucket for Gold. I believe that was Jessica Gruber, who has 4, and that's the lead at 61-57 at 3 minutes to go, and now a turnover by Navy. We'll give it back to Gold. Some subs in for Gold as Kyra Johnson checks back in. Just over 3 minutes to go in this game. It's now 61-57 Gold. Gold with the ball, trying to create a little bit of separation here late. Here's Larkin. Just spoke with her. Gets it right side to Gruber. Gruber inside to Holly. Gruber gets it back, a long 2. Off the heel strong. Offensive rebound no good. And Ingeman clears away the second miss, the Troy Trojan, for Team Navy from right to left. To the Cobra. Canyon Olberding drives underneath, lost it off her foot, and out of bounds. A Navy turnover. Lukert, Thompson, and Schletzbaum all checking back in here for Navy. Navy needs a push here. They're down 4. 2:36 to go, and Gold has the basketball. And we're playing with the 30-second shot clock. And then playing the college rules for 10-minute quarters, plus that shot clock we just mentioned. Gold Turns it over. Navy gets a steal. Taken away by Thompson. Here's Lukerts. Sidesteps two defenders, but an offensive rebound for Dodd. Kicks it to Schletzbaum for three. This one a little bit strong. Another offensive rebound for Navy, and now a foul after it was Mary Lukerts flying in there to grab the miss. And I think foul is on Kyra Johnson. Now free throws coming up here for Mary Lukerts. First one is good. 9 points for Sabetha's Mary Lukerts. Makes it 61-58. Navy trying to get a little bit closer. Second is good. So big free throws for Lukerts. 10 points for Lukert today. 61-59. Gold by two as we're coming up on 2 minutes to go. And Holly lost the handle underneath. And out of bounds. And we got another interview here late in this game. Let's take it back to Jake real quick.
Yeah, the final one here of this game. We'll get some more postgame. But Cadence Bruni of Riverside. Cadence, tell me about how your phenomenal season was this year for Riverside and how fun it was for you.
Well, coming in from my freshman to junior year, I really haven't had, like, a winning season such as my senior year. It's just kind of different. With the new head coach and the new coaching staff, it's just kind of has rocketed off, and first time going to state, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, definitely made school history this year. Tell me about playing in this game here today. How fun is this for you?
Oh, it's pretty fun. I'm a little exhausted, though, since we had prom last night, but it sure is a fun experience. The final game.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a timeout on the floor right now. It's 61-59. Gold with the lead, but you guys have the basketball right now, down by two. I know you're in your huddle right now, but what does it mean for you to just be a part of this group with some girls that you played against as your competition, now being your teammates?
It feels very great. Having those one player off of each team nearly, that is just like, wow, they're great. Out there just leading the court, it's great to have.
All right, well, hey, go enjoy the final 90 seconds of this game, and maybe do you think we're going to have overtime or someone going to win this?
Oh, we're going to win this.
Okay, Nate. All right, Caden says that Navy wins. Thanks a lot, Caden.
Thank you.
Brandon.
All right, Cadence Bruni of Riverside, great stuff. And coming down the home stretch, they set it up inside for Navy out of the timeout and a block shot for Team Gold. Weathersby now up the floor, 61-59 Gold with 90 seconds to go. They get it inside to Holthouse. Her shot rejected by Lears. Now Navy with a chance here. And the Tire take the lead with 120 to go. Here's Dodge, Schletzbaum. Schletzbaum gets it back, puts it on the dribble. Now it's a corner three, in and out, no good for Lukert. Now Gold gets it up the way here with Lena Haverkamp. Jake back with us, final 60 seconds and a two-point lead for Gold.
These guys, these girls are having so much fun right now down the stretch. Another turnover on Gold under a minute, Brandon.
Here we go. Can Navy Tire take the lead, 61-59? Lears looking inside, and it's picked off by Avery Weathersby, and now she's tied up.
Wow.
It's ripped away by Thompson. Inside shot is short. It was left short by Schletzbaum, a chance to tie the game. But now Gold gets it up the floor in transition. Weathersby shot rejected out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Gold. So 35 seconds to go. We're going to get a timeout. 61-59. Gold by two with the ball underneath their own bucket. About 12-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. It's a quick 30-second timeout. So, again, we're going to grab Jake here and get the huddle and hear what Navy head coach Austin Eckert saying here.
I'm going to tie up. That's great. When we come back down, I want Nat, Jimmy, Aaliyah, Darcy, bring it up, add Aaliyah, go set a double screen for Nat. Let's see if we can get a shot here for three. If not, as soon as that's done, come set a ball screen. And we got to get shot up quick, right? Okay, so we'll see if we can get something off that stagger.
Navy.
All right, guys, now you know what the Navy team's going to try and do this possession.
All right, here we go. 61-59 right now is the score. Gold in front. They have the ball. About 12-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. 34 seconds on the game clock, 22 on the shot clock. They get it into Holthouse through some trees. No good. Offensive rebound is no good. Holthouse gets another miss, tries to back it into the corner, and Lears comes away with a steal. Here's Lears up the floor. That's what Head coach Austin Eckert wanted, and now Lears is fouled right near midcourt with 21 seconds to go, and she's going to shoot two with her team down two.
Yeah, Coach Eckert, he got exactly what he wanted. Lears had the basketball. She gets to the timeline, and she gets bumped. And these, and again, this is college women's rules, so that's the fifth team foul, which means two free throws here.
Darcy Lears, off to McPherson College in the fall, wants to be a veterinarian. Unanimous all-league selection in the Big 7, although she misses the first free throw here. So she can't tie the game. She can get her team within one. 21 seconds to go. Lears left the other short as well, and a rebound for Haverkamp for gold. And now a steal for Navy. The clock is not started. There's still 21 seconds on it. Holthouse gathers a miss. And still, the clock had not started and did not start after the missed free throw. How long did we go?
Say about 6 seconds,
okay.
At least.
Well, that seemed like an eternity, so no time came off the clock.
Oh, no.
Ooh, don't want to see an injured player. Lears a little hobbled up off the floor. Free throws coming. As now we're trying to fix the clock that did not start. And we'll see what they do here. Maybe 5 seconds back on the clock. We will see. In this game. What moment? I didn't say it. I'm getting jabbed by the official here.
Yeah.
I did say it. I'll say it. All right, everyone in the gym knows who to blame. All right, because now there's a minute 62 on the clock. I don't even know where we're at. I do
first
know that.
Free throw missed.
Yeah, so Addie finally, she'd actually hit seven straight at the line prior to that miss. So it's going to stay a one-possession game, but we're still not sure how much time is
16-2.
Left.
16.2 is what's going to be
okay.
On the clock. They're still trying to get that up there right now. But it makes me wonder if they're going to award that first free throw back, though, because the clock was not set yet. Looks like they're just going to give her one.
All right, so she missed the first. Holthouse second. No good as well. Navy has it with 15 seconds to go, down two. Gold showing some pressure here. Here's Schletzbaum, 9 seconds to go. Right side, this is Olverding. Drives, had it taken away by Weathersby, and Weathersby is fouled with 3 seconds to go, and she can ice it at the line with three ticks left.
Annalia,
God, ice it for us, please, so nobody can blame me. For saying the word that apparently nobody likes.
He who shall not be named is a phrase you've heard before, but the word that should not be named, Brandon mentioned it in the third quarter?
I don't even remember. Did I even say it? Fans behind me could probably hear me, but here's Weathersby for gold with 3 seconds left, and her first free throw is good. And now gold leads by three with 3 seconds to go, and again, essentially can ice the game if Weathersby can knock this one in for gold. She does. And a timeout's going to be called by Team Navy.
And they should, since the college rules, that should bring the ball up to midcourt.
So there's 2.7 seconds left, but gold leads it by four. And we'll see where Jake's going here. See, I think he's going to get maybe Perry Smith here in the huddle for Team Gold. As we'll see what Gold has to say here.
So once it goes up, go get the ball, and let's get it in. Well, no, not back here. Stay down there. But make sure we're not fouled on any threes. Got it? No fouls on any three. Okay, good? All right, here we go. On three, team. 1, 2, 3.
At the state
no
camp.
Fouls. Brandon, no fouls.
On threes, no fouls. We don't foul on threes. Gold is up four. 63-59, just 3 seconds to go. Navy will have it, and we'll need to throw it in from right about mid-court. Far side. Can't foul on a three. Gold playing defense one more time. Shot is up. No good, and Team Gold is going to win it. 63-59, Team Gold. Nobody can point at me and blame me for anything.
I mean, now we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, right? Right. Okay, so at one point in this game, you did say, hey, this back and forth we go, is this going to go pay me into overtime? And as soon as you said
I said, what would happen? if it went into overtime.
And then immediately the score tables looked at us, the people working the score table, the official on the court looked at you, and it was on from there. And then with about
I got a stank eye from the official the rest of the game. I think every time he ran up the floor, I was getting it from him. And I mean, look, man.
I almost want to interview him and just get his side of this right now. But what a great game, man.
Man,
let's wrap it up here in a bit.
Yeah, 63-59. Again, Team Gold in the girls' all-star game. They're going to do some presentations here. But nonetheless, we'll continue on. We'll step aside for a quick timeout, have a little bit more of a recap when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marcia and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Is your retirement plan on pause because of unpredictable markets? What should you do to feel more secure? Contact Dana Winters in Hiawatha, your local Waddell & Reed financial advisor. Dana can discuss options that fit your personal retirement goals. For more information, call Dana Winters at 785-742-4520. Take your retirement plan off pause and hit play. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. It's Fried Chicken Sundays every single Sunday. 785-866-2233 and try some of the homemade pies. Tell Susan that Kansland Radio sent you to the Dinner Bell Cafe right off 2nd Street in downtown Wetmore.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halfway down and halfway to go here from Highland CC. Want to thank again JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications for handling our broadcast here. We appreciate them very much making this possible. Brandon Tabman alongside Jake Spaulding, Chance Link, our studio producer. And wow, we had a good one here in the girl 29 Team Gold. Had a chance to hear from a lot of the athletes and coaches, and we got some insight late being inside the huddle, so kind of an in-depth look at kind of how things scenario, but nonetheless, first game down, first game complete. Again, we got another one coming up with the boys, but no doubt a lot of fun here so far.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, this is just something that's very exciting for these kids to be represented so well, and you couldn't ask for a better game as well, too. I mean, again, this is a game where Gold was up by double digits a couple different times. Navy grabbed a lead, and then Gold would make a final push. And Navy had about three opportunities to tie or take the lead at the end of the game. But, you know, again, maybe not quite understanding how college girls works. I mean, I feel like maybe a couple times that, you know, the shot clock was starting to wind down or different things. Or the, you know, the fact it's five team fouls now is two free throws. I think that kind of came in late. But, again, it's a game for fun. It's a game that these kids had a blast, I feel like. Every time I talked to a kid or a coach, they were just having fun, and that's what this was all about. So congratulations. There's no winners or losers here today. Everybody's a winner.
I think before the game I actually mentioned something on the side of Team Gold, and they said no. In fact, there is a winner and a loser. So that
You're
was
right.
the competitive nature
right.
for – and we knew that was the case. You know,
yeah.
we saw it all when the game – you know, it was loose early, and, you know, yeah. they're taking maybe shots they wouldn't maybe going out of rhythm and off – you know, script a little bit, but once it got tight, we got to the fourth quarter, we saw the officials kind of tighten up the game.
Yeah.
We saw girls getting down a little bit more on defense, so it certainly ramped up. I would expect kind of the similar kind of script for the boys' game coming up here as we're kind of now in between games. We'll go through some of the numbers real quick for the girls' contest, but, yeah, again, nonetheless, it's just you kind of feel each other out. These teams don't get a lot of time together, so you don't really dial up many plays. You're just, as you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, kind of just street ball. You're just out there playing.
Yeah, it's just throw it out there, have some fun, see what happens. You saw some kids that maybe normally don't shoot threes, try to take a three. You saw some kids that, you know, use sag off, then they tightened it back up towards the end of the stretch. I'm going to try and grab just about maybe two more kids. It was my idea. But
okay.
As we're looking out, though, Brandon, you're seeing that these kids are enjoying the moment. They're having fun with their families and their friends and stuff like that. And We definitely want to bring those interviews for you at home, but at the same time, I don't want to impede people's ability to enjoy what this has been for them
right.
at the same time. And so I'm going to try to give maybe one or two while you're doing numbers. If I give you a nod,
yeah.
go ahead and send it. If not, we'll wrap this thing up.
Sounds good. Again, we're between games. We've got about 20 minutes until we start the boys' contest, so they're going to be right on time, essentially, for that 3 o'clock boys' all-star game. Again, keeping tabs here as we kind of dive through the scores as Gold winning against Team Navy today, 63-59 in the girls' all-star game. And Team Gold, they were led by Nemaha Central's Addie Holthouse with 15 points. She was 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Again, 15 points for Nemaha Central's Addie Holthouse. Outside of that, pretty balanced. Claire Cole of Donovan West had 9 points, 7 points apiece from Centralia's Lena Haberkamp and Hanover's Macy Holly. Also 4 points, or I should say 6 points, from Donna Weathersby. With 4 points, but also 6 points for Ella Larkin from Nemaha Central. Claire Beichman of Lynn had 4. Sabetha's Jessica Gruber had 4. You had 3 points for Lynn Sophia Botts, and it looks like we got Mary Lukert of Sabetha over there with Jake.
Yeah, Mary, hey, this is definitely a thing for you that's just fun. It's a great game. It's a good environment. Tell me about how fun this was for you to play on the basketball side.
Yeah, I thought it was super fun. I thought volleyball yesterday was fun, but basketball is more my sport. So I thought it was just a lot of fun playing with these competitive girls. So.
Yeah, and definitely some of the kids you played with today were kids that you played against most of your career. How difficult was it for you to kind of flip that switch? Like, all right, we're no longer enemies on the court. We're going to be friends.
Yeah, I just thought it wasn't that hard to just get in the same playing shape and form with them. I think it was even more fun because we were playing with them and not against them, which was the cool part. And they're just really good girls, so it's super fun.
How fun was it for you to, you know, overcome multiple double-digit deficits and be super close to winning this game here today?
Yeah, it was really fun because there was a bunch of ups and downs. I'm glad we could make it close at the end and just, yeah, play until the end.
I feel like both teams, I mean, you're winners here because it's an all-star game, but is this something that you would, you know, if anybody's listening and they want to play in this, this is something you want to focus on to try and play in, right?
Yeah, I think it's a great goal to work towards to get asked to play here, and it's just a great experience.
Mary, appreciate your time. Thank
yep,
you.
Thank you.
Mary Lukert of Sabetha. Brandon, back to you.
All right. Speaking of Mary Lukert, she had 10 points today, 3 in double figures for Team Navy. They were led by Aaliyah Wallace of ACCHS. She had 14. They also got 13 from Darcy Lears. Mentioning Lukert again with 10. They got 6 points from ACCHS's Natalie Nitz. They got 3 points from Kiara Dodd. 2 for Claire Jobbins. 2 for Megan Beyer and Addison Sletzbaum. Also 2 points from Canyon Overton. We got another one here with Jake.
Well, yeah, that's right. Hey, Brandon. Yeah, I got Darcy Lears here. We were chit-chatting about how you rolled your ankle in that game, and, you know, why did you roll your ankle? Go ahead and tell the folks at home what happened.
Because I tape my ankles every game, and the one game I didn't.
You showed that to play.
It was so much better, people.
And about your time, tell me about. Playing
at high. The kids at like camp. We host a basketball camp for a few weeks, and we teach them and help them with their shot, and just messing with the little kids is fun.
You're a kid that played at, you know, at a younger age in high school, playing varsity level. You were a spark. What was it about your game that you saw the most improvement on in your 4 years?
Probably my defense. My defense got better throughout the years. I got quicker, and my hands were more aggressive.
What would be advice you would give any kids listening right now that maybe one day want to play in an All-Star game like this? How do they get here?
I would make yourself confident. Be confident in everything you do. Quick feet. Keep your hands up and move your feet.
I'll give a shout-out to Coach Jasper.
Hey, Coach Jasper.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Darcy.
Thank you.
Darcy Laird, Hiawatha Brandon, as again, she's going to be planning on going to McPherson College, as you mentioned earlier, to be a vet.
Very nicely done, and it's been a lot of fun here today. Again, as the boys' squads are now on the floor, as the girls' final once again, it was Team Gold 63 and Team Navy 59. Again, want to thank JB and Telephone Company, Giant Communications, helping with our broadcast here today, as we are halfway done and halfway to go. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead to the studio for a minute. Chance Link, our studio producer, will take care of you. We got a little bit of extra time here, so we've knocked out all of our interviews and got all of our responsibilities done for the first half. We'll take about a 10-minute break. We'll come back and then get you set for the boys' All-Star game. Again, it's the 37th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. It's been a lot of fun so far. The girls' final, Team Gold 63, Team Navy 59. As we will again send it back to the studio for about 10 minutes, come back with us, and we'll get you set for the boys' contest. A lot of fun still ahead. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland News.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with John Nixon. A detailed check of your forecast from our Weather Eye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net. Turkish music will fill Benedictine College's O'Malley McAllister Auditorium next week as a benefit is held to raise funds for earthquake victims in Turkey and Syria. According to a release from the Atchison College, a 7.8 magnitude earthquake devastated large areas of central Turkey and northwest Syria on February 6th, with the rising death toll surpassing 50,000 and millions of residents in those areas left displaced. The earthquake relief concert is being hosted by the Center for Surface Learning and will feature Turkish music performed live, with several of the musicians, including college staff, from Turkey. The benefit concert will be held Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock in the O'Malley McAllister Auditorium on the Benedictine College campus. The suggested minimum donation for admission is $5 per person or $20 per family. Proceeds will benefit earthquake relief efforts through Catholic Relief Services.
NioCorp Developments is pleased to announce that its stock began trading on the NASDAQ stock market Tuesday under the ticker symbol NB. A class of NioCorp warrants also is trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NIOBW. NioCorp shares will continue to trade and will be cross-listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol NB. Mark Smith, Executive Chairman and CEO, said the listing gives NioCorp a more robust platform for both institutional and retail investors and is expected to significantly raise NioCorp's global visibility and that of the Elk Creek Area Critical Minerals Project. In connection with the completion of the company's previously announced business combination with GX Acquisition Corporation II and the beginning of trading on NASDAQ, the company also effected a share consolidation of its issued and outstanding common shares on the basis of one post-consolidation common share for every 10 pre-consolidation common shares. NioCorp's opening share price on both the NASDAQ and TSX on Tuesday, March 21st, reflects the consolidation. The number of shares held by NioCorp investors as of close of trading on March 20th were adjusted to one-tenth of their previous holdings to reflect that consolidation.
Just over a month after Atchison County unveiled its newly revamped website, with a goal of providing self-service features and greater transparency to the public, the Atchison County Sheriff's Office follows suit, launching what a release calls a new responsive website where citizens can find the latest information regarding the operations of the Atchison County Sheriff's Office. According to the release issued Wednesday by Atchison County Sheriff Jack Laurie, the new website will serve as an information resource for the public and assist with community policing efforts, adding that the responsive design allows site visitors to access the information they want and need from any device with simple, flexible navigation. The website can be found at atcosheriffks.org. That's atcosheriffks.org. A link is posted with this story at mscnews.net. The release explains that the site features a live inmate roster, registered offenders offender watch, press releases, employment opportunities, online employment application, crime tip submissions, and information about all divisions and services of the Atchison County Sheriff's Office, with the goal being to provide transparency between the Sheriff's Office and the public. In addition to the new website, which Laurie says has a responsive design allowing users to quickly and conveniently access it, the Sheriff's Office will also be launching a free mobile app of the site, which is expected to be released to app stores in the near future.
The clocks have sprung forward, and that means it's time to spring into seasonal cleaning on Missouri roadways. In this transition between winter and spring, the Missouri Department of Transportation turns its attention to the trash on Missouri's roadsides. No More Trash Bash is an annual outreach of MoDOT's year-round litter control efforts, encouraging all Missourians to pitch in and pick up during the month of April. The campaign is designed to help curb the cost of litter control and is timed to clear the roads of trash and debris before the start of the mowing season. In 2022, MoDOT spent $7.7 million to remove litter from more than 385,000 acres of right-of-way along nearly 34,000 miles of state highway. According to a 2020 study by Keep America Beautiful, there were close to 24 billion pieces of litter on the nation's roadways. That study concluded that if littering were to stop today and waste was properly managed, every American would only need to pick up 152 pieces of litter in a single unified effort to ensure a litter-free nation. MoDOT will provide trash bags and safety vests to anyone who volunteers to take part in the No More Trash Bash. Regionally, events will be announced to encourage the community groups, clubs, or individuals to join in the litter pickup. Currently, there are more than 5,300 groups and 50,000 volunteers who have adopted more than 6,200 miles of roadway. Adopt-a-highway groups include commercial and private enterprises, civic and nonprofit organizations, families, and individuals. While MoDOT encourages all Missourians to participate in the No More Trash Bash, there are other simple ways to help eliminate trash along the state's roadways. To learn more about how you can safely participate, visit www.modot.org/adopthighway or call 1-888-ASK-MODOT.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. Your latest local news will continue next. Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. A detailed check of your weather forecast from our Weather Eye weather team is on the way. But first, your latest local news continues with the following funeral.